The Bretton Woods system of monetary management established the rules for trade and financial relations between the United States, Canada, the Western European countries, Australia, and Japan from the Bretton Woods Agreements of 1944. The main features of the Bretton Woods system were twofold. First, the obligation for each nation to adopt a monetary policy that kept exchange rate movements against other foreign currencies within 1%, which was tolerated by linking its currency to gold, and second, the ability of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, to balance temporary payment imbalances. In addition, there was a need to address the lack of cooperation between other nations and to prevent competitive devaluation of currencies. Preparing to rebuild the international economic system while World War II was still in progress, 730 delegates from all 44 Allied nations gathered at the Mount Washington Hotel in Bretton Woods, New Hampshire, United States, for the United Nations Monetary and Financial Conference, also known as the Bretton Woods Conference. Delegates deliberated from 1 to the 22nd of July 1944 and signed the Bretton Woods Agreement on its last day. Establishing a system of rules, institutions and procedures to govern the international monetary system, these agreements established the IMF and the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, IBRD, which is now part of the World Bank Group. The United States, which controlled two-thirds of the world's gold, insisted that the Bretton Woods system be based on both gold and the US dollar. Soviet representatives attended the conference, but later refused to ratify the final agreements, claiming that the institutions they had created were branches of Wall Street. These organizations became operational in 1945 after a sufficient number of countries had ratified the agreement. The Bretton Woods system ceased to exist on the 15th of August 1971, when the United States under Richard Nixon unilaterally ceased the convertibility of the dollar into gold, effectively making the dollar a fiat currency. At the same time, other fixed currencies also became floating.